Crone Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. Poland calls it an act of aggression. The country's military shot down several Russian drones in its airspace that were part of a Ukraine attack. CBS's Remy Innocencio says there's been strong reaction from NATO allies.
An Italian early warning aircraft was launched along with a NATO tanker there. German Patriot missile batteries in Poland were also placed on alert.
President Trump posts on social media, no inflation after a new government report.
Producer prices, what it costs to produce the goods that you and I buy, actually fell. It was very rare that you see that.
CBS's Kelly O'Grady says that was a monthly drop. They were up 2.6% over a year ago. Correspondent Adriana Diaz has more on a new book from Kamala Harris calling the initial Biden decision to seek re-election reckless.
This wasn't a choice that should have been left to an individual's ego, an individual's ambition. This should have been more than a personal decision, she says.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Governor Tony Evers and the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin have submitted their final proposal for the state's Broadband Equity, Access, and Deployment Program. According to a press release, the final proposal was submitted to the National Telecommunications and Information Administration last week. The program seeks to make affordable and reliable high-speed internet available to all homes and businesses in the state. If the final proposal is approved, construction on new broadband infrastructure could begin in 2026. The Portage County Sheriff's Office is hosting a concealed carry weapons class later this month. The class is taught by sheriff's deputies who are certified Department of Justice firearm instructors. The class will be held on Saturday, September 27th from 8 until noon at the Portage County Annex. The cost is $50 per person. They're also offering a basic handgun course from 1 to 4 that afternoon. It will be held at the Portage County Law Enforcement Range in the town of Dewey. Total for both classes is $75 per student. Registration is open now for Mid-State Technical College's midterm start classes that begin in October. New students can start a program or just take a class or two. Current students have an opportunity to add a class to their fall schedule. Midterm start class options include over 100 class sections of general education and program-specific courses. You can find out more and view the full list at mstc.edu. The next Ruby's Pantry is coming up soon. The September date is Saturday the 20th. It's at Pitch Early Learning Center in Wisconsin Rapids. Each food bundle is $25 and approximately 70 pounds of food. Distribution is from 8 to 9:15 a.m. Cash pay only on site. Come early and line up in the parking lot. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers in prime time. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last Sunday's game between the Packers and Lions drew 24 million viewers, the most watched Week 1 game on CBS in 28 years. Tomorrow night, they host the Washington Commanders. Green Bay defensive end Micah Parsons has had some of his best games against Washington during his time with the Cowboys.
I don't know, just the strategy, coaching, understand who you're playing against. They're just an explosive team, starting with that quarterback, and it just means a lot more. You got get to him.
The Packers could be without right tackle Zach Tom and left guard Aaron Banks, both dealing with injuries. There'll be game time decisions. And the team signing Christian Watson to a one-year extension worth over $13 million, even though he's still rehabbing a torn ACL. College football, the Badgers will play at Alabama for the first time ever this Saturday. Game time 11 a.m. Danny O'Neill likely to start at quarterback again. Women's volleyball, the Badgers beating the UWM Panthers last night. 3-0 in straight sets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with spotty sprinkles possible and highs scraping the low 70s. Clouds clearing later tonight. It'll be a sunny day tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. And for Friday, we warm things up to about 80. However, some showers and storms are expected overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 60 degrees at our studios. Have you thanked a farmer today? Wisconsin's nearly 59,000 farms contribute over $116 billion annually to our state's economy and over 350,000 jobs. Please join the University of Wisconsin as we host our 12th annual Celebrate Agriculture game on September 20th against Maryland. Sponsored by Cleary Building Corp, Culver's, Case IH, and Compeer Financial. Thank you to our sponsors for making the Celebrate Agriculture game possible.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist, clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'm joined by former ambassador and former White House ethics czar, Norm Eisen. We discuss why the Epstein files matter more broadly for government accountability.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Happy Wednesday. Hellfire missile bounces off a UFO. Wild stuff. Chuck Schumer puts an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act to release the Epstein files. Hey, is Chuck fighting for his job? Has he decided to start fighting? Lots of wild stuff going on today. When government is afraid of the people, tyranny has no chance. We'll talk about that in a moment. Also, Russia and Venezuela on the brink of war. Is Russia on the brink of war with Europe? Is Venezuela on the brink of war with the United States? Does all this lay at Trump's feet? You betcha. I'll tell you about that in the first hour. Also, will Donald Trump's Department of Justice go after his three cabinet members, including Lori Chavez de Remer from this neck of the woods, who are all apparently engaging in mortgage fraud, according to, you know, the Trump's people? In the second hour of our program, Dr. Eric Feigelding is going to drop by to talk about Bob Kennedy's new MAHA report. The thing appears to be a joke. Also, Epstein's 50th birthday book. Who's in it and what do they say? It has a central meme that seems to be threaded throughout several hundred pages of it that is about young girls. Also, good news alert, New Mexico will become the first state to offer free universal child care, setting a model for all the country. And in the third hour of our program, my old friend and colleague John Fugelsang is going to drop by. He's got a new book out. It's called The Separation of Church and Hate, A Sane Person's Guide to Taking Back the Bible from Fundamentalist Fascists and Flock Fleecing Frauds. That's going to be fascinating. But to kick off our day, when government is afraid of the people, tyranny has no choice, is the title of my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com, my daily take. And, you know, I open this with the decision made this week by the, written this week, by the doughiest white boy on the Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh, to allow racial profiling by ICE. And as a result of that, 65 million Americans, Hispanic Americans, now live in terror of the police, carrying their passports and dreading traffic stops or shopping at Home Depot. You know, the bottom line is, if you're not a criminal, you shouldn't fear the government. Instead, as Jefferson repeatedly pointed out, the government should fear you. I don't mean fear of violence. I mean, you know, you get it, the ballot box and all that kind of stuff. This is, as Jefferson wrote in the Declaration of Independence, that, you know, our government has been created, quote, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That's us. And yet today, increasing numbers of Americans are afraid of their government. Our news media is terrified of being sued or otherwise harassed by Trump. So much so that two of our three big networks have paid him millions of dollars in essentially protection money. CBS just put a right-winger with ties to the Republican Party on as their ombudsman. NBC is on the verge of spinning off MSNBC, which Trump has been attacking a lot. That could be very That could be a very troubling event, particularly if somebody, you know, Fox or somebody buys MSNBC. Republicans in the House of Representatives and the Senate are so cowed by Trump's primary threats and hundreds of millions of dollars that he's accumulated that they're desperately engaging in a cover-up of his alleged participation with Epstein in importing models from Eastern Europe and raping underage girls. Writers I know on Substack and elsewhere are very carefully watching their words, trying to avoid provoking right-wing ire and the death threats that it often brings. At the same time that, you know, well-funded right-wing media empires are growing, armed men in civilian clothes with masks on their faces are snatching people off the streets and disappearing them, now with the blessing of six corrupt Republicans on the Supreme Court. You can't tell if they're gang members kidnapping people or cops. People of faith and goodwill are fleeing social media sites ever since the billionaire owners decided to open them up to Nazis and tweak their secret algorithms to allow hate and fear. Government workers live in terror that some old tweet or message board posting might be discovered that'll cost them their jobs. Some, like Lisa Cook, the Fed governor, were just doing their jobs when Trump's toadies decided to scan everything they'd ever done and find that one checkbox that they failed to check. I mean, former government employees and elected officials, from John Brennan and Miles Taylor to James Comey, are wiping out their retirement savings to pay for lawyers because our government has targeted them for Trump's retribution. Protesters objecting to the militarization of our nation's cities are arrested for conspiracy and charged with crimes that could send them to prison for years or even decades. People who volunteer to help out with voting operations find themselves doxxed and vilified, you know, on national news, on right-wing media. They have to go into hiding. Captains of industry, CEOs of the nation's largest companies, trek to the White House to bow and scrape in front of his orangeness. Cabinet meetings have turned into a bad caricature of Hans Christian Andersen's old story, his old fable, you know, the emperor has no clothes, or the emperor's new clothes, excuse me. You know, we all watch yelling at the TV, tell him he's naked, but they never do. Instead, they're just, you know, sir, may I lick your shoes clean, please? I mean, they're behaving like terrified victims being held at knife point by a serial killer. None of this is normal in a democracy. All of these are signs of creeping dictatorship taking over our country. And it's gone from creeping to, you know, running full speed. It's particularly not normal in America, the country that invented citizens rising up against an oppressive government. We fought back when the South abandoned democracy in the 1850s. We joined Europe in fighting back when many European democracies lost their democracies. We went to war. We shed blood and treasure to defend the right to dissent. And what's particularly ironic about this is that the people who, for my entire lifetime, you know, for the last 50 years, have been warning us loudly that the government's going to come and get you. It's oppressive. We got to have our guns. We got to be ready. These Republicans, these John Birchers, these militia guys, the ones who have been warning us about, you know, get ready for when the government gets oppressive. Well, it's here. And they're on the side of the government. What happened? Our attorney general is apparently leading the Epstein cover-up. Our secretary of state cheerleads murdering citizens of the high seas. Our treasury secretary is provoking fistfights. Our energy and EPA chiefs deny climate change and are pushing more fossil fuel pollution. FEMA is being gutted. Social Security has been crippled. Medicare is about to start pre-clearance operations in six states. Millions will soon be thrown off Medicaid. Aid to student borrowers is gone. Food support to needy Americans is being pulled, along with food and medicine to millions of people around the world. And it's all being done so that morbidly rich billionaires like our billionaire president and the 13 billionaires in his cabinet can get another $4 trillion tax gift paid for by the rest of us as our schools are gutted and our children are failing. And it's not just America that Trump and MAGA and the GOP and these right-wing billionaires are destroying. Everything Putin wants, he gets. And as Trump is discarding America as allies, Xi is picking him up for China. Country after country. I mean, even our Supreme Court has fallen to big money corruption, allowing Trump to basically do anything he wants. You got a billionaire-funded think tank writing our domestic policy, and Putin and Netanyahu appear to be writing our foreign policy. And as Putin was attacking Poland last night, Trump and Hegseth and Vance and these guys are having dinner in a restaurant in Washington, D.C., you know, stuffing their faces and laughing. They should have been in the damn Situation Room. So what do we do? Well, history shows that basically the only thing that dislodges, wannabe dictators are we the people. Peacefully. It happened in Ukraine. It happened in South Korea. It happened in Spain. It happened in Chile. It's happened in countries all around the world. People stood up to their governments and peacefully made their governments fear them. That's our job. Now it's our turn. It's our obligation. We're the ones who must save us. We're the ones who have to stand up to these fascists. We're the ones who have to awaken our friends, our neighbors, our relatives. Tag, we're it, right? We are it. When the powerful fear the people, democracy wins. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you. So you just got back from your summer vacation, right? Maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to Zepa, ZYPPAH.com, and using the code PINK, or text my first name, Tom, that's THOM, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting Zepa.com and using the code PINK, or text Tom to 511-511. Remember, Zepa's Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's that time of year again. The fall sports season is about to kick off, and you'll want the best seat in the house so you can get in on all the action. But when it's time to go, you know, to use the facility, you want the best seat there too. That's why you should call Crockett Septic. Crockett Septic can provide porta-potty rentals for a competitive price and provide reliable service to ensure your porta-potty seat will always be a good one too. Wait a second. What if you stay home to watch the game? You better make sure your throne is ready to go, especially if you have friends coming over. Many area counties right now are sending out reminder cards that it's time to get your septic pumped. So call Crockett Septic and they'll take care of that right away, so you'll have the best seat in the house.
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Does Donald Trump's big bill provide the largest federal spending cut in U.S. history? No. Spending cuts in the bill that Trump signed wouldn't be the largest ever, despite claims by Republican U.S. Representative Scott Fitzgerald. The original House version would have nominally cut over $1.6 trillion over 10 years. The final version cut even less, $1.2 trillion. With $4.5 trillion in tax cuts, the act will increase federal debt by a massive $3.3 trillion over the next decade. Nonpartisan analysts say the plan's cuts would rank behind a 2011 law's $2 trillion in spending cuts. As a percentage of GDP, it doesn't rank in the top 5%. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You got to know what to look for, or you end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's over at getnativepath.com/Hartman. It's a quick read, could save your health and your wallet. And right now I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. That's get, getnativepath, P-A-T-H, getnativepath.com/H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, getnativepath.com/Hartman.
They try to silence voices.
And welcome back, 21 minutes past the hour, and a lot going on. Just a couple of quick stories here. The Democratic leader in the United States Senate, Chuck Schumer, added an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Bill. This is must-pass legislation. It funds the Pentagon, and which, by the way, it's important to note, the Constitution says that you may not fund the Pentagon, the military, for more than 2 years. Now, why did they put that in the Constitution? Because they wanted Congress to keep the military on a short leash. They knew that when the military gets too strong, I mean, this is why it's illegal for the military to do police functions in cities. You know, what Trump is doing right now, clear violation of the Posse Comitatus Act, as a judge has already said. But anyhow, the National Defense Authorization Act, which every 2 years has to pass, Chuck Schumer added an amendment that would require Pam Bondi to stop this massive cover-up that she's running right now out of the Department of Justice and release the Epstein files, release all of them. And Schumer says he released a statement saying Republicans will have to vote on it. We're going to keep fighting until these files are released. He says how it works. He's already got cloture on the amendment. He's got 16 senators signed on to end debate. So now there's a 30-hour limit on the debate. So, you know, in a couple of days, there will be a vote on this. And if it passes, Pam Bondi will have 30 days to release the files. I'm not holding my breath, but hey, interesting. Also, a hearing in Congress. This is pretty amazing. An MQ-9 drone fires a Hellfire missile at a UFO, or UAP, or whatever they're calling them these days, and it bounces right off it. And, you know, one of the military guys says there's no known human technology believed to be capable of surviving a direct hit from a Hellfire missile. It just doesn't happen. Pretty incredible stuff. Meanwhile, Poland, I mean, we're on the verge of war here. Poland invokes Article 4. Now, Article 5 is the, you know, we're all going to pull together and we're going to fight back. Article 4 is, you know, what the hell is going on? Let's get ready, basically. Because Russia sent a series of drones into Poland last night while Donald Trump was having dinner in a restaurant in D.C. and laughing, yucking it up. I mean, this is a crisis. Polish officials reported 19 incursions by Russian drones, including several from Belarus. This was intentional. This was not accidental. This is Russia testing NATO's defenses. And they're doing it right. And by the way, within an hour of this, there was two electricity pylons in southeast Berlin were taken down by who knows, and threw 40,000 German households into darkness. And this comes on the heels of reports that Russian drones are flying surveillance missions over U.S. arms routes in Germany to map which companies are producing weapons for Ukraine and how those shipments are moving across Europe. And meanwhile, Russia is about to begin their Zapad 2025 military exercise with Belarus. Now, this is the exercise that they used in 2022 to move all the troops that they needed onto the border of Ukraine to stage and prepare for the invasion of Ukraine. They're doing this in the next couple of weeks. It's looking like Russia is getting ready for war with NATO. I mean, this is a calculated test of NATO. This was not some small thing. I'm just astonished that there's so little coverage of it in the American press. I'm guessing the European press is just going nuts. But what's going on here is that, you know, Putin is basically eating Trump's lunch. He's playing him for a fool. 3 weeks ago in Alaska, Putin made Trump look like an ass, like a complete, you know, toady. And now he's expanding the war into Poland and also in Moldova. We know that he's doing this. Ron Filipowski, in response to this, says, Hegseth is working on a very energetic workout video to respond to Putin's aggressive military violation of Poland's airspace. And an ex-user named Maine says, Putin would never have launched drones into Poland if Donald Trump was president. Yeah, right. But, I mean, this is serious stuff. European capitals were quietly informed this week that the Trump regime is pulling back core security guarantees. This is a deliberate attempt, apparently, you know, according to Europeans, to tell Europe that, hey, we're not going to protect you from Moscow. Don't count on us. Over and over and over again, Donald Trump shows that he is owned by Vladimir Putin. He's Putin's poodle. I mean, look at what Putin's doing in Ukraine right now, and Trump is just like, oh, let's go have dinner. The Russian media last night, RIA Novosti, ran a story boasting that the Pentagon had slashed European readiness 15-fold. What the hell is going on?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
You know, last week, Russia tried to bring down Ursula von der Leyen, you know, the head of the European Union, tried to bring down her plane with a GPS attack. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb, participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315, 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Heather Heil of the Green Bay Children's Museum takes a John Candy quiz. Then I'm joined by Ethan Ogilvy, writer of the new rom-com, The Threesome, which is just hitting theaters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Governor Tony Evers declared 2025 the Year of the Kid in Wisconsin. He's currently touring schools throughout the state to welcome students, families, educators, and staff back to school. On Monday, the governor stopped in at Wausau East High School. WXCO reporter Isabella Nieto was on location.
During his visit, Evers met with students and staff during a few classes, including a ceramics class, an American literature class, and an animal science class.
You know, it's really interesting watching students, taking a physical on a goat to looking at all sorts of pictures from the past and identifying what those pictures meant. And so really smart kids.
The visit comes after Evers signed the 2025-27 biennial budget in July, which included a nearly $1.4 billion increase in spendable revenue for K-12 schools across the state, and an over $200 million increase from the 2023-25 K-12 budget. Evers announced at the end of July that he's not running for another term. He says the budget will set the next governor up for success in increasing public school funding.
You know, I think going forward, and I would say this to anybody that runs for office, for my office, and when they get to the point of the next budget, they have to care about our public schools, our University of Wisconsin system, and our early childhood programs. That's our future.
The budget also included increases in reimbursements for high-cost special education programs and continued funding for school-based mental health services.
I'm Melissa Kay, and you're listening to WFHR and WIRI News.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy with spotty sprinkles possible and highs scraping the low 70s. Clouds clearing later tonight. It'll be a sunny day tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. And for Friday, we warm things up to about 80. However, some showers and storms are expected overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
From Eau Claire to Green Bay.
Oh, my goodness, a powerful run to the house.
And Milwaukee to Madison.
Under duress, and it's a safety.
The tradition of Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin travels to Tuscaloosa to take on Alabama. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m.
Now we'll get rolling.
On your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
From newspaper to radio to magazine to podcast, the way we get our information has grown, and now so has Midday Magazine. Our longtime beloved show has grown to become the Rapids Report. Now exclusively available online, listen at 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, where it's streaming at WFHR.com. Catch up on previous episodes and spread the word. Midday Magazine is now the Rapids Report, streaming weekdays at 4 at WFHR.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Todd Alba.
Wisconsin has a new candidate for governor. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. He'll join the program at 3:35, and we'll kick around politics with Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olsen. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For all of your support.
Did you know
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's stack, a list of every topic I've discussed, along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
Try to silence voices. They tighten the chains. Corrupted by money, addicted to power and fame. But history whispers through the cries of the streets. The heart of not admit defeat. When the powerful fear the people, democracy wins. The fire of freedom is burning within. We rise, we resist. The powerful fear the people, democracy wins.
35 minutes past
they
the
hide
hour.
Behind
in addition to the possibility of war in Europe, we're looking at the possibility now of war with Venezuela. Ken Klippenstein is a very competent reporter, and he's got a new piece out today over on his website, kenklippenstein.com or stein.com, S-T-E-I-N. He writes, the Trump administration is weighing additional military options against Venezuela, according to military sources. He said this past week, Venezuelan Air Force jets buzzed Navy ships. He says disabling a military airfield is considered one of the lowest risk operations that could be undertaken if the decision is made to attack Venezuela itself. And apparently we've already wargamed this out. Off the coast of St. Croix and now off the coast of Puerto Rico, where Hegseth and Dan Kane arrived for a surprise visit on Monday to inspect U.S. preparations. Hegseth, speaking of war with Venezuela, said, it's not if, it's when. He said the full power of the American military, used precisely with a clear mission, will be used to ensure the American people are kept safe. And what they're talking about here is this war on drugs. Drugs are now, like, remember when George W. Bush talked us into a war with Iraq by saying Iraq had WMD? Well, Trump is trying to talk us into a war with Venezuela by saying Venezuela has fentanyl, and they're exporting fentanyl to the United States. And yeah, of course, there is some fentanyl coming out of Venezuela, and Tren de Agua, the gang, seems to be, you know, right in the middle of it. But this has nothing to do with the government, apparently. This is the National Intelligence Council, the American National Intelligence Council, published a memo in April that said, quote, the Maduro regime probably does not have a policy of cooperating with Tren de Agua and is not directing Tren de Agua operations in the United States. So, in other words, Trump and his buddies are making this up so that they can have their little war. Remember when the Marine barracks in Lebanon was blown up back in the 1980s? I guess you have to be a certain age to remember that. But back in the 1980s, when Ronald Reagan was president, Al-Qaeda, or an early version, blew up the Marine barracks in Lebanon and killed 200 and some odd American soldiers. I think it was like some 280. I mean, they killed a bunch of Americans. Less than 2 weeks later, you know, how did Ronald Reagan respond? He pulled all the American soldiers out of Lebanon, number one. In other words, he cut and run. And number two, he declared war on a little Caribbean island. I mean, this is the Republican response to a crisis, is to just make something up, to create something, you know,
let's you know, don't look at my left hand, look at my right hand, right? It's the oldest magician's trick in the book. And I fear that Trump is getting ready to do this with Venezuela. And then once we're well distracted in Venezuela, what's going to happen? Putin is going to take all of Ukraine, and Putin and Russia and Belarus together are going to take a chunk of Poland. And NATO will probably not start World War III. And then Putin is going to start his march across Eastern Europe, and Lithuania, Estonia, and Latvia are next. And meanwhile, China is going to take Taiwan. And we're going to have to decide, do we want to be in World War III or not? Meanwhile, the Trump administration is going after three Democrats, saying, you know, the Attorney General for the state of New York, Letitia James, Democratic Senator Adam Schiff, and the Fed governor, Lisa Cook. And it turns out, this is ProPublica just ran a big piece on this. It turns out that three members of Trump's cabinet. Now, what the crime that they alleged that they were all charged with is that when you fill out your mortgage application, you get this like 15-page thing that's your mortgage application, right? And like buried on page 7 or something is a little box that says, this is not my primary residence. And if it's not your primary residence, if it's a second home, you're supposed to check that box. And you pay a slightly higher interest rate on the theory that, you know, you're more likely to pay back the loan on your primary residence. Most people never check that box because most people never actually read the document. And that's why three of Trump's cabinet members also didn't check the box. And that's Lori Chavez de Remer, the labor secretary, who's from the Pacific Northwest. She's got a second home down in Arizona. She says it's her primary residence, along with her home here in Portland. Sean Duffy, the reality TV star that's now our transportation secretary. He has primary residences in both New Jersey and D.C. Lee Zeldin, the EPA administrator, who says that there's no such thing as climate change, has one in Long Island and one in D.C. And when this was pointed out, a White House spokesman said, quote, this is just another hit piece from a left-wing dark money group that constantly attempts to smear President Trump's incredible cabinet members. This is after Bill Pulte, who is his Federal Housing Finance Agency director. He's the guy who discovered these three Democrats and not checked the box. Bill Pulte says, fraud will not be tolerated in President Trump's housing market unless it's done by Republicans. That's just fine. Because it was just a mistake. They didn't read every page, right? Crazy stuff. So what's on your mind? Chris in Chicago Ridge, Illinois. Hey, Chris, thanks for listening to WCPT. What's up?
Good morning, Tom. We live outside of Chicago, and, you know, we're very concerned lately because of Trump's militia, mass militia moving into the city to quell crime, so to speak. However, Monday, a train that went through Hinsdale, a Burlington Northern train entirely composed of military heavy equipment, and no one is reporting on it.
Wow. Yeah. Interestingly, we have some friends here in Portland who live, actually, they're in Vancouver, and their house overlooks the railroad track that runs along the Columbia River on the Washington side of the river. And we were having dinner at their house, a week and a half ago. And a train went by, and it was filled with military hardware. Again, you know, tanks and stuff. And it looked like it was heading toward the seacoast, you know, like maybe heading for Seattle, I don't know, or maybe for Portland. I mean, you know, although it seemed like it was on its way out of town rather than into town. But they are moving military equipment around the United States right now. I think they're getting ready for the election next year. I think they're getting ready for the election in 14 months.
Well, the concerning point to me is that Burlington Northern ends in Chicago and then heads west out of the city to San Francisco, ultimately. Mm-hmm. And this was coming into Chicago.
Yeah.
And there were tanks on this train.
Yep.
Along with, you know, armored personnel carriers and all the other stuff. And we've got videos of it. But again, no one is saying anything about it in Chicago, especially with a heightened concern about what's going on here now.
Amazing.
And that bothers me. That bothers me a lot.
Yeah, it's a legitimate concern. Have you reached out to any of your local media?
I've been trying to, but trying to get through to them, I keep getting busy numbers. So I'm still trying, and I'm going to, you know, because we have a video of it. I want to share.
Most of your local TV stations have, you know, the equivalent of a tip line.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's what this is. And it's, you know, in fact, the team that handles tips specifically. So that's who I'm trying to reach out to.
Well, good luck, Chris. Keep us informed, okay?
I will. Thank you, Tom. You have a good one.
Thanks, Chris.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
44 and a half minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a minute. Stay with us. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom, it's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
If you're looking for the perfect spot to cure your sweet tooth, visit El Cafe. They've got an incredible pie selection daily with options like apple, pumpkin, and blueberry. They've even got cheesecakes like cherry, triple berry, and fudge. El Cafe pies are the perfect way to end a great meal or just a good excuse to stop in for a slice. See what all the fuss is about at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards. Now available for pre-order or with meals. Stop by El Cafe and grab yours today by calling 715-887-2230.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Did the dog catch the car? We have election denier legal trouble involving voting dogs, former election officials claiming they're political prisoners, and 2020 fake electors who claim they didn't know what they were doing was wrong. A Costa Mesa, California woman trying to demonstrate mail-in voter fraud was arraigned September 9th for fraudulently registering her dog Maya to vote, then casting a mail ballot in two elections in 2022. Laura Lee Urich self-reported her scheme in 2024 and posted a picture of Maya with an I voted sticker. She faces up to 6 years in prison. Ridge, Michigan reports that a circuit court judge dismissed felony charges against Michigan's 15 GOP fake electors September 2nd. The judge ruled the state failed to prove the electors knew that signing and sending the alternative slate of electors to the U.S. Senate was illegal. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel has not ruled out an appeal. Colorado Newsline reports that Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters, convicted by a jury of four felonies relating to the tampering of her county's election machines, filed a federal habeas corpus claim asking to be released on bond pending appeal. Her attorney calls Peters a political prisoner. The state argues the federal government doesn't have jurisdiction and the case should be dismissed. We have links to the local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal. Find us on Blue Sky at Democracy Minute.
30.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Dear MAGA, you raised your fist so high, screaming justice as the tear gas filled the sky. You wore your cap, stood proud in that hall while your messiah hid behind gold-plated walls. He told you he'd save the kids in chains, but he flew first class to Epstein's planes. While you feared basements that don't exist, he was soaking in spaz with a teenage guest list. You stormed the Capitol for a man who knew damn well where those jet wheels ran. He said, protect the girls from evil's hands. Child abuse, but he was toasting with the ones who cut them loose.
Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Joshua in Winchester, Kentucky. Hey, Joshua, what's up?
Not much. What's up, man?
I'm here. All right, what's on your mind? Yeah, Joshua, I'm sorry. I got to drop you here because you can't use that kind of language on the air. I realize, you know, you're listening to SiriusXM. It's okay there because it's not over the air. But our over the air stations are still regulated by the FCC, and that kind of language, my apologies to anybody who was offended, can get our stations in trouble. So I had to drop you. So next time you call in, try to keep it clean. Tyrone in Harlem. Hey, Tyrone, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I don't see a peaceful way through this regime. I'm trying to look and see if this man has some ounce of some ounce of humanity to say, well, listen, this is our laws and our constitution. I'm going to follow the laws and constitution. We already know. He has no type of attitude towards doing what this constitution, you know, requires him to do. So my question is, how is it that Democratic people, you know, Trump was a Democrat at one time, Elon Musk was democratically following, you know, Robert Kennedy Jr., that guy, they turned out to be such vicious Republicans. How, you know, it's like, how is it that these people, and this is when they say, oh, they don't switch. Yes, they do switch. The Democrats was at one time the party of...
I don't think Trump was ever an ideological Democrat. He was a Democrat because the Democrats control the machine in New York, and that was the way that you get the stuff done. Bob Kennedy was a Democrat because his family, you know, his father and brother were Democrats. I don't think either Trump or Kennedy ever had any, you know, real ideological embrace of the Democratic Party's ideals.
Okay. I definitely can accept that, but I'm just looking at the forward time that we're dealing with here and how we're going to get through this without bloodshed.
Yeah.
Because this guy already showed you that he's willing to use whatever means necessary to get what he wants. He's got to live or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's not just willing to kill people. He's gleeful about it. Look at the 11 Venezuelans. I'm very concerned about that. I do not want bloodshed in the American streets. You know, Trump is militarizing our cities, and there's a reason, and it's not just performance art. He's getting ready for something. And I think he's getting ready for the elections. It might be something even more sinister than that. So you know, we'll see.
I think we just better be ready. I don't think we need to get ready. I think we need to be ready for any and everything that this man is willing to throw at us, because he's not, you know, you're not dealing with an honest broker here.
Yeah. Amen. You nailed it, Tyrone. Thank you very much. Dave in Holyoke, Massachusetts. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hi, it's good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've got a couple of quick kind of sad predictions for next year. I think that after the current Supreme Court session ends, sometime over the summer or the early fall before the next session opens, Trump is going to encourage Thomas and Alito to retire so that he can appoint two more, you know, younger Federalist Society drones to the court.
Like Eileen Cannon.
And another thing, you know, remember when we were, you know, all these people were yelling at Democrats to expand the court, and of course they didn't want to touch it.
Mm.
If anybody's going to expand the Supreme Court, it'll be Republicans.
Wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, wouldn't surprise me at all, Dave.
Because I think the Supreme Court is the reason why we're here.
Yep.
You know, Congress has been complicit, but the Supreme Court is enabling Trump to do whatever he wants.
Well, it's not just that. I mean, the Supreme Court is why we're here, because the Supreme Court legalized political bribery back in the late 70s.
Yeah.
I mean, that led to the Reagan administration, which has been, you know, trashing us for 44 years now. We're still living in the Reaganista world, you know, where rich people don't pay taxes and the middle class shrinks every year, and poor people get poorer. It's an absolute travesty. But Dave, I can't debate you on that. Thank you very much. Good observations. Well, hopefully you're wrong. TJ in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Hey, TJ, what's up?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Well, a lot of concerns. I mean, what's the solution? You know, this, to me, supposedly our Constitution is supposed to be the supreme law of the land. And it doesn't seem like this president or Congress is following the Constitution.
No. Nor are six on the take Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court. I mean, look what Brett Kavanaugh just did.
Yeah, and it's not, you know, to me, almost we need to have like a constitutional convention and shut everything down for a long weekend and start over.
Yeah.
And get rid of immediately.
Well, the Republicans are trying to do that. They are, for years now, they've been, it's conventionofstates.com, I'm pretty sure is the website, but it's something like that. You can Google it. But they're proposing, they've got a big funding, they've got a bunch of right-wing billionaires behind this. And every year they have a dress rehearsal in Washington, D.C., where people come from all over the nation, all 50 states, have this mock session where they rewrite the Constitution, you know, and basically make it a country where, you know, the rich people run everything, basically. TJ, thanks for the call. I mean, I'm very concerned about that, that if they get the power in a larger way than they have now, if they get larger majorities in the House and Senate, that's what they're going to do. They're going to call an Article 5 convention, and we're going to get a brand new constitution. And you're not going to like it. This is what Putin did. This is what Orban did. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug to driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. On social media, President Trump questions Russia's violation of Poland's airspace by drones involved in a Ukraine attack and says, here we go. Warsaw calls it aggression and says some were shot down. CBS's Vicky Barker.
EU leaders have been quick to condemn Russia's actions. Even Hungary's prime minister, the normally pro-Russian Viktor Orban, has called the breach of territorial integrity unacceptable.
Bird strike on a jetliner leaving Philadelphia for San Francisco this morning. CBS's Christopher Cruz says the crew turned back.
American says the aircraft landed safely and taxied to the gate under its own power. Flyers walked off the plane normally. There were no reported injuries.
New action on the Epstein files initiated today by the Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer.
I filed an amendment that would require the Attorney General to release all the Epstein files. And Republicans are going to have to vote on it.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
As was